Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Just want to encourage you. I did an interview yesterday with Pastor Vitaly live from the Ukraine at about this same time, actually. And I've got a message out to him, although I don't know, depending on what's happening over there, whether or not he'll even see this message. And that's because yesterday when we were on, as we were ending our conversation, there were missiles that were being launched into the area. He's about 30 miles outside of Kiev, but there were missiles that were being launched, and they are under instructions that when they get that warning, when they're warned that missiles are being launched, then at that point, they are to make sure and turn off all the lights in their homes so that that way they don't become a target. Very, very similar to what, to the bombing years in the United Kingdom. And actually, quite frankly, and many may not, remember this, but, those same things existed out on the west coast of California when there were concerns that Japan might actually bomb the west coast during World War II. That was a very real concern. And there were a couple of times when I was a kid in the 70s or so that I can remember us, doing drills and so forth, because there were concerns about our vulnerability there on the west coast of the United States. Crazy to think about. We'll talk about some of that with Rick Manning here coming up in just a minute. Bottom of hour number two, Eric Karen, former special agent for the Treasury, will be with us. We'll talk with him about the Ukrainian situation. We'll get some of his thoughts with regards to that. Tomorrow on the program, former station chief Scott Eulinger will be with us, and we'll get some real in-depth look at that situation over there from somebody who spent quite a bit of time in that part of the world and still has a lot of contacts and speaks to a lot of people over there. So we'll get into that. Let's see. Bottom of... or top of the next hour, Michael French, who is a former military. He's running for the congressional seat held by Chip Roy currently. He'll be with us on the program. We'll talk with him and just kind of get his thoughts of what he's doing and why he's running and what his agenda is. And then we will also be joined at the bottom of this hour by Charles Heller. And that is Liberty Watch. And we're going to talk about the Freedom Convoy and get Charlie's thoughts with regards to the Freedom Convoy. And I'm working right now. I got contact information late yesterday, and my booker is working on getting someone booked for this Wednesday. We'll have a representative from the Freedom Convoy with us, hopefully during the segment that my next guest is on with us on Wednesday. And I want to welcome him as he opens up each and every Monday with me, Rick Manning, President, Americans for Limited Government. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, good to be on. How are you, Pastor Greg?
I'm good. It's funny. I woke up this morning, man, and I wasn't feeling well again. I've been feeling not quite right since Friday, and I'm not exactly sure what the deal is, but you just keep pressing on. But I just, yeah, I haven't felt exactly 100%, but we'll get there.
Yeah, that's sad. It's a Well, I hope you do feel better. And I have to tell you, if you're feeling 100%, I think, around the world, when you know what's going on around the world, I think you need to, you probably have a pretty good filter on your computer that doesn't allow you to know anything, because I feel real good about what some of the things are going on around the world.
It's really something. And when I talked with Vitaly yesterday, and I really hope, folks, that you will go to my blog, because I put it up in my blog. And the reason I really encourage you to listen to it, it's about 25 minutes long, but it's really, because we went through the history, Rick. We didn't just talk about today. We talked about the behind the scenes, the issues between Ukraine and Russia going back to the 17th and 18th century, really when it began, when Russia began to decide that it felt that they needed to be an imperial power, and how that impacted their relationship with the Ukraine and with other Slavic countries in that region, and then ultimately what led to Stalin, Lenin, the 32-33 famine that killed nearly 10 million Ukrainians that wasn't discovered until 1991, when finally we got in there and we saw the records. And then Stalin was proud of it. He took pictures and spread pictures all around Russia, threatening the Russian people and everybody else in all the other satellite countries, the peasants, that if they didn't do what they were told, that this was what was going to happen to them. And he had pictures of bodies lying on bodies, dead in ditches. Those were Ukrainians that had starved to death, been starving to death, and they were just throwing the bodies into the ravines underneath the bridges. It's disgusting.
Listen, there is a, to say that there is enmity, historical enmity between the people of Ukraine and Russia is to so understate how much hatred there is. So you have that is, kind of fueling a lot of things, but you also have, on the other hand, a lot of people in Ukraine, Russians moved in and there was intermarrying, and they've lived in Ukraine for generations now. Mm-hmm. And so you have peacefully. And so you have this kind of back and forth in terms of allegiances, shall we say. And it's not all that it's not all that different from Northern Ireland in that regard, in that you have six counties in the north that are majority people who 500 years ago came from Great Britain and settled in Northern Ireland, and they are the majority in those six counties. And we spent 20 years with Northern Ireland on fire because of a civil war that was going on, and that enmity still exists. So it's not it's, some of these things are relatively intractable. They're always messy, and it's both sides can make a case that is that seems kind of absent any other information, can seem pretty compelling.
Yeah, I think what Pastor Vitaly was talking about is that the Ukrainians just want their independence as a country, and they have their own government. They almost 10 years ago now. Well, no, it hasn't been that long. About eight years ago now. They threw out the Russian puppet that was running that country, and they brought in Borshenko, and Borshenko brought in David Barton and several others to help them establish a constitution. And Borshenko regularly referred to God and God's intervention in the Ukrainian government and in the Ukrainian freedom and in its liberties. Now, Zelenko does not, Zelensky, sorry, not Zelenko, that's a doctor. Zelensky does not do that. And Pastor Vitaly was saying that, you know, that they are saddened that he doesn't. But there are a lot of Christians that are still very much engaged in the Ukrainian government. And so, you know, there's a sense of appreciation about that.
Yeah, Zelensky was elected in the 2018, I guess. He was elected kind of as the "I'm tired of both pox on both houses" candidate. Mm-hmm. He was very similar to a President Trump in that he didn't come from the political world. He was an entertainer. He was basically ran for president because both sides were
polarized.
Had a pretty strong history of, yeah. Well, not just polarized. There's such extreme corruption on both sides that it was people were disgusted with it.
Yeah.
And so what you have is you now have a guy who is president of the country who was actually the anti-corruption candidate. And so a lot of the powers that be kind of didn't like him very much. They were anxious to get rid of him in the 2022 election.
Yeah.
But you've got the challenge we have in terms of interpreting, and I've spent all weekend, and I think like a lot of people, I've read more about Ukraine and what's going on, trying to figure out what's going on over there. And we've done a tremendous amount of work on Ukraine in the past at ALG because of the impeachment and everything else that was revolving around Ukraine.
Right.
But here's the challenge. There's things that are happening as a result of what Putin has done in his attack on Ukraine that are going to fundamentally change the way the world works. And I don't think, and there are unintended consequences that Putin has unleashed. There's bloodshed. It's hard to know how the Ukraine situation is going to work its way out. I know that a lot of Europe is now providing, Germany, for instance, is providing heavy armor, heavy equipment to the Ukrainians to fight against the Russians. So all those historical enmities between, you know, where you had, they go back to well beyond before World War II, have now kind of bubbled up. 75 years of an agreement that we weren't going to have a land war in Europe have gone away. And we are now looking at people choosing up sides. Mm-hmm. And none of us have seen this in our lifetimes.
No, this is unique. Well, there's another thing. I got an email from a friend who's been engaged over there quite a bit. And there's some things that he brought up that I thought were interesting relative to, you know, new world orders and resets and things of that nature. And you know, he sees the what's going on against Russia as being the new world order trying to create a dangerous economic reset. I think that Russia is the bad guy in this situation. And that's coming from a place of having been a Russian linguist during the Cold War and having studied Russia for many, many, many years and their disinformation campaigns. But like you said, this is a very complicated situation and everybody's trying to get theirs back.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy here to help you understand God's purpose for your life through the eyes of a layman. In America today, 81% of us have a social media profile of some kind. Over 60% have at least one social media account. So why aren't more of us using this powerful connection with friends to bring everyone in our influence closer to Jesus? God makes it abundantly clear that sharing your faith is not a request. And Romans 10:32 tells us he will confess those of us before his Father who are confessing him before man. I'm talking about confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, which is what life is all about. And when this God-ordained role becomes your reality, every day is an adventure and every encounter is an opportunity to lead someone closer to God. Jesus is the world's ultimate BFF, and how will they know unless someone, you, tells them? Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. If you need help doing that, go to ROTW.com.
Life can be full of surprises. It sure was for a man named Nicodemus. The Bible says, in order to try to please God, Nicodemus spent his life being very religious. Billy Graham explains.
Nicodemus fasted 2 days a week. He spent 2 hours every day in prayer. He was a professor at the theological school, and he worked hard at religion.
But one day, Jesus delivered some shocking news to Nicodemus about religion.
Jesus said, Nicodemus, that's not enough. You must be born again. He saw that he had covered himself with religion, but he had not yet found the real thing, fellowship with God.
Fellowship with God is only possible when you have a relationship with his son, Jesus Christ. That's also the only way to heaven. We can tell you more. Go to findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, we got 7 minutes. We're going to try to unwind the world's problems here in 7 minutes, Rick. I don't know if we can pull this.
But why don't we just talk about net effects? The net effect of what's happened is Germany has done a giant about face in terms of Nord Stream 2 pipeline. They have effectively, the Nord Stream 2 pipeline is pretty much dead right now. The Germans are killing it. Secondly, the German chancellor, who is a Green Party member, is pushing to, has said they need to have two, not just one, which was on the books or ready to get, trying to be built, but two liquefied natural gas terminals to get natural gas from the United States and elsewhere. Into, you know, on the Atlantic coast for Germany. So you have have done a complete reverse course of the last 3 weeks related to how they were treating Russian gas. They have recognized that they were in a blackmail situation from the Russians and have said, and finally woke up, the same smug Germans who sat there and laughed when Donald Trump warned against that and denied them the capacity to put themselves in a headlock from Putin by denying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and stopping it. Those same smug Germans are now saying, they'll never say Trump was right, but Trump was right. And they are now trying to diversify at least the sources of getting natural gas. The Greens have been emboldened in Germany as a result. They say we have to go faster on renewables, so which is stupid. What they need to do is reopen a bunch of nuclear power plants is what they need to do. But that's but the Greens are basically doubling down on the green agenda,
right,
which was at its heart the strength that Russia had over Germany. Germany had effectively surrendered in the energy war. What else has happened? Putin has threatened Sweden, Finland, if they get involved. Sweden's response was to send 500 anti-tank missiles to Ukraine, meaning they basically told the Russians to pound sand.
Yep.
And you are now seeing a united Europe moving to support the Ukrainians.
Well, and can I interject there? Because Claire Lopez on this program last Wednesday with you and I said, she forecasted that the unintended consequences to Putin was while he thought that he would be splitting the NATO forces, in fact, behind the scenes, there was a unifying of the NATO forces and they were coming together and against the Russian threat. And we're seeing that.
That is exactly what has happened. And it is the other piece of this is the vaunted Russian military has found it. They thought they just march into Kiev. And they thought they'd do a blitzkrieg, then march into Kiev. There are some who know a lot more about military tactics than I, who say that the operation has not been very well run, but the vaunted, they have massive military advantage over Ukraine.
Right.
And yet Kiev still stands. And they have lost. They have lost forever the public relations battle due to President Zelensky standing there and saying, I'm here in Kiev. This is my country. I'll die for it.
Yep.
They've lost any public relations battle that existed on this is gone.
Along with that world champion boxer who's the mayor of Kiev, who is also pictured, and who's saying the same thing. Yeah, so that's an interesting piece to this puzzle. I think Biden is losing big time on the public relations because the majority of the public is saying, why are we buying oil still from Russia? Why haven't we opened up the XL pipeline again and started becoming an exporter rather than an importer? And why are we funding Russia to the tune of $100 million a day?
Yes, Biden's tepid response and his overall anti-American energy stance has been exposed as being dangerous.
Yep.
And energy security, energy is viewed again as being a national security issue. Somebody smugly wrote about how we forgot about this. Well, no, we didn't forget about it. The Biden administration basically tossed it away. It was not a desirable outcome. They wanted the United States to be energy dependent around the world because energy dependency means that, they believe that creates leverage so America can't be too strong. It's a perverse thing that the left believes in terms of where America should be in the world. It isn't a preeminent power. And that's been exposed. Biden is the big loser on this. The people can say how brilliant he's handled all this and want to try to pull that. Nobody believes it. So Biden's a big loser. But right now, the real question is, will the Ukrainian people be able to withstand this assault? And will the heavy arms provided them get there in time to keep overwhelming forces in terms of ability to put material on the ground flowing in from Russia? And that becomes that becomes, you know, the question. Are we looking at, will they be heroic survivors, or will they be the, you know, the scene from Les Mis where they're all, where all the people are piled up behind a barricade?
Yeah.
And well, I don't know how that's going to turn out.
$2.7 billion. I also forgot to mention, I was censored by Vimeo, my show last week with Dr. Judy and Dr. Brian Hooker was...
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
When I need a good laugh, I peruse this list of actual quotes from insurance or accident forms. Hi there, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Okay, listen to this. Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I don't have. Here's another one. The guy was all over the road. I had to swerve a number of times before I hit him. In my attempt to kill a fly, I drove into a telephone pole. The pedestrian had no idea which direction to go, so I ran over him. Makes you think twice about leaving the house, doesn't it?
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
This is Ann Graham Lotz with Daily Light for Daily Living. It's interesting that in Matthew 6, verse 16, Jesus says to his disciples, when you fast, not if you fast. Fasting, abstaining from food, or whatever tends to take our attention away from prayer, isn't to prove to God how pious we are, but it prompts us to pray more persistently and frequently, to give God our undivided attention. It can reveal to us how sincere we really are as we seek the Lord in prayer. So, what has you so absorbed that you can't turn away from it mentally, emotionally, or spiritually? That's one reason you need to fast, to break the consuming preoccupation with anything other than the kingdom of God and His righteousness first. Listen to me. Talk to God. Decide with Him what you'll fast from, when you'll fast, and how long you'll maintain your fast. Just do it. Then discover for yourself the difference it makes. This is Ann Graham Lotz.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, very pleased to have the founder of Liberty Watch Radio, libertywatchradio.com. Heller.com. You can find him. Charles Heller is back with us. Charles, welcome. Good to have you.
And Pastor Greg, great to be had. Thank you.
So, yes, there we go. And lots to be had with on this on this Monday morning, isn't there? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's plenty of meat on this bone.
There's tons. I didn't get a chance to mention this to my audience in my last segment that I just did with Rick Manning. So I know that, you know, for all of us who are out there sharing truth, wanting to get people aware of what's happening in our world and the disinformation that's being put forth, as President Trump spoke about once again yesterday at CPAC, right? So this is a story that's along that line. Last week, I had Doctors Judy Mikovits and Brian Hooker. I also had Todd Benzman and Tracy Fenton on my program on Thursday. And yesterday, I got an email from Vimeo saying your video, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Brian Hooker, Dr. Todd Benzman, Tracy Fenton, with Pastor Greg, has been pulled down. And the reason is we do not permit content that makes false or misleading claims about vaccination safety or health-related information that has a serious potential to cause public harm. Here's the problem, Charles. The problem is that in there, and one of the key points that is brought up, is the testimony of Thomas Renz and Lee Dundas before Senator Ron Johnson, with affidavits signed by Department of Defense individuals and stating statistics about the number of vaccine injuries that have been suffered. So what they're saying is that Thomas Renz and Lee Dundas and Senator Ron Johnson are responsible for spreading false and misleading claims about vaccination safety. Now, they're accusing my show of the same thing. That's defamation, right, of character. That is defamation of character.
It's sort of a veiled hint. It's not a direct defamation. I don't know that you could prove that you have an articulable damage from it, but it's contrary to the idea of freedom. But you know, Vimeo is not the end all and be all of communication. I'm sure there's plenty of other platforms to put it on, and the idea is, this might be an opportunity for more and more people to form platforms that won't deplatform you. I mean, free speech is a competition. Ultimately, free speech is not a guarantee that your point will get across. It's a competitive market for your opinion. And the idea here is for us, people who have the opinion, who share the type of opinions that you and I do, to form our own platforms, our own networks of communication, like Gab and others, that are a different place to put it than Vimeo. If Vimeo has a problem with it, let them get counseling for their problem.
Yeah, well, we're exactly. Well, and it's interesting because I did a little bit of checking into Vimeo, and Vimeo was sold to IAC. And guess who runs part of the business management of IAC?
I don't know. Klaus, what's his name?
No, it's the CEO of the Daily Beast.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if that's not a surprise, right?
Media tends to conglomerate.
Yes.
No matter what happens, media tends to conglomerate. And when you do, it forms beasts. And you just have to develop your own beast.
Yeah, well, I am proud to say we are on TECNTV.com. Where we are not censored, and we're on there right now, and I'm the number one program on there, and we've had 140,000 viewers so far this year, so very, very excited about that, and grateful and thankful to those of you watching us on TECNTV.com. We also started this weekend, we were verified, and we're now broadcasting live on Getter. And so we encourage you, those of you that are associated with Getter, to follow us at Getter at Pastor Greg CGR, Pastor Greg CGR. We're also excited to be under the same banner at Clout Hub, which we've been on for quite some time. And Jeff Brain and the crew over there are doing a great job of, again, allowing and opening up a place for free speech and freedom of expression to take place. And so we're grateful to the Clout Hub folk. And I've still got a couple of blips on Facebook. I know we're there. Although I know we're severely shadow banned, so, you know, it is what it is, but you can still find us in the Facebook feed. But I'm encouraging people to get over to TECNTV.com and these others, because those are good places. And I just opened an account on Rumble, and once I get that figured out, we'll probably start going on Rumble and getting our videos off of Vimeo. So, you know, there, I would encourage people to do the same. So there we go. All right, Charles, let's move on. One of the things that's been pushing, or one of the groups that's been really pushing this issue of freedom, is the Freedom Convoy. And I know we've all been hearing a bit about that, but your thoughts with regards to that, because there's been two groups of thought on it. On the one hand, there's been individuals that are saying, yeah, this is great, let's do this, let's get after it. But I also heard that there were some rumblings of people saying, oh, you better be careful, you know, they're going to use this, they're going to go after you, they're going to do the same thing to you that they did to the Jan 6 people.
Mm-hmm. Well, they will if there's any hint of violence to it. But one of the things that the hallmark of the Canadian protest has been the absolute lack of any physical force used against the cops. There's been a few. The cops have been fairly violent against some of the protesters. But even still, you know, you look at what the Royal Canadian Mounted Police did with the horses and running over the lady in the handicapped scooter and trampling on her scooter and knocking her over. The police have looked. They didn't come up smelling like a rose, or I guess like a maple leaf over that. The public looked good and the police looked pretty bad in Canada. And reminds me more of is the 68th Democratic Convention in Chicago, where the police used a lot of excessive force on the protesters. And the protesters were not particularly violent with the police. So I don't think they've sullied our name or the name of freedom. What they've basically done is given themselves a black.
I would agree. Well, and it's exposed Trudeau for the tyrant that he is, and it's exposed Pokem China Joe, because he and his administration encouraged Trudeau to bring in troops and to use physical force to take those people down. And of course, you know, we're hearing stories about what they're doing and some of the things they're doing to the prisoners of war that they have in D.C. that are the J6 prisoners, and how they're being treated, and how congressional members were, physically removed from being able to interact with them initially.
Yeah, well, the devil hates to be mocked.
The devil hates to have light shined on him, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, that's a form of mocking, I would guess. But the, you know, you've got to, this reminds me of a statement attributed to Einstein, which is, great intellects have always encountered massive violent resistance from feeble minds. And I think the fact that people, that the anti-freedom people attack us is kind of evidence that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, there's a couple of scriptures that come to mind. For this reason, God will send upon them a deluding influence so they will believe what is false. And I think there's a lot of that is going on. And the reason behind that is because of the disobedience. America has embraced so many things that are anti-God. You know, we could sit here and spend the rest of the
program. Wait a minute. Are you criticizing the worship of golden calves?
I think that could be a problem, Charles. I think that could definitely be a problem.
You realize it's racist? It's got to be
that, and it's got to be cowophobic, right? Something like that.
Right.
That would have to be the term.
Yeah. But you know, you are really going to offend the trans cows, I'll tell you.
I know exactly. Well, you know, and certainly, you know, I was telling a friend over the, or writing to a friend over the weekend, you know, that I've talked with several scholars over the years about this issue of the acceptance in America and American churches of sodomite marriages. And,
right.
And that may well be the abomination of desolation. I understand being, you know, up in arms over the issue of abortion and the murder of innocents. And I actually watched Gosnell, about a week and a half ago, again, powerful film. And we'll get to this. We got 7 minutes on the other side, so we'll get to this. But the point I want to make in this, folks, is that they're not killing babies at the front altar of the church, Charles. But they are encouraging sodomy at the front altar of the church. On the altar. They're celebrating sodomy. It's a problem.
Well, I think of the orgiastic celebration at the bottom of the hill when Moses was up getting the Ten Commandments. And I look at that and I say, gee whiz. Not a whole lot's changed.
Yeah, not too much. Well, Proverbs 6, 16 through 19. I'll share that when we get back, and then we'll talk a little bit about that. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. My guest, Charles.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata with a question. Is God calling you to do something for which you feel totally unprepared? Maybe he's calling you into special education or into overseas missions or to speak in public. Whatever, I just bet there's some responsibility God has been prodding you about for which you feel absolutely ill-equipped. Well, hold on to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, for, quote, "Faithful is he who calls you, and he will bring it to pass." In other words, God's calling is your enabling. If he called you, he will resource you. He will enable you. So get out there and do your best, because God will give you all that's needed. And if you feel God is beckoning you into disability ministry, visit johnnyandfriends.org, where you'll find many resources and opportunities to serve. Remember, his calling is his enabling. If he's brought you to it, then he'll bring you through it.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in his grace and mercy sent his son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, he is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. All right, I promise to share this with you. I'm going to share with you, and then I'm going to let my special guest, Charles Heller, just kind of highlight a couple of key points. "These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations or wicked schemes, feet that are swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he who sows discord among the brethren." Charles, your thoughts?
Sounds like a manual for Black Lives Matter and, frankly, any Marxist-connected movement, which, by the way, if you there's a fellow who just wrote a fascinating book about how Marxism is actually a religion, and about how it's necessary for all Marxist-influenced movements to replace God with their own form of religion. And it's a fascinating study. I would encourage people. I'll get the name of the fella in just a minute.
Okay.
His name is James Lindsay, and he wrote a book on the roots of race-based Marxism. But he goes into great detail in how those exact methods in Proverbs 16 forward there are exactly the methods that are employed by these movements to replace God.
Atheism. I've been promoting a film called Finding Courage about a family who was persecuted in China and escaped the CCP, but they lost their sister who was murdered and their brother was tortured for 12 years. But the five defectors in there, Charles, talk about atheism and how, you know, removing God, the only thing left for them to be rewarded with was money, financial gain.
Well, material things,
yeah.
Which is the materialist roots of Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I mean, talk about, but it's not just atheism. It's not just belief that God doesn't exist. It's replacing God with with a belief system that offers no redemption, no salvation whatsoever.
Right.
And it's a fascinating thing to me to look at it. It looks at evil under the microscope.
Boy, oh boy, what a scary sight that is, huh?
They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and you know, and have faith and have courage.
Right.
Let not your heart be troubled. I don't get. There's a great book, a fellow by the name of Ruiz, who's it's not Christian based, but it's called The Four Agreements.
Okay.
And one of the first agreement is don't take anything personally. Don't, you know, they want you to be upset. I had one of my listeners call me and he says, I'm not sure if I want to fly my flag for President's Day. And I said, well, then the Marxists have succeeded. He said, what do you mean? I said, well, he says, I'm not liking my country that much. I said, they've succeeded. You've turned yourself into a puppet. That's exactly the response that they want to produce. They want to dispirit people. And I say, let not your heart be troubled. Just carry on and be the best thing in the world you could do to fight people who want to make you dislike your country is like your country all the more. Find what pains them and pleasure it. You don't take your flag down, you buy a bigger one.
There you go. There you go. And don't get me wrong when I say, you know, how scary to look at evil under a microscope. I'm not afraid of evil, man. I've been doing deliverance ministry for 20 years. I've been staring demons and vampires and all kinds of stuff straight in the face. I still do today when I do this show. There's a spiritual aspect of this show that is very real. And I've been to heaven three times. I died four times, Charles. I've been there. I've been to heaven three times. So it's very real. Very real. But I'm not afraid at all. I have no fear of any
Please
of
tell
that
me you
whatsoever.
Weren't rejected.
I wasn't rejected. No, I was sent back I was sent back on assignment. That's why I'm here talking to you.
Huh. Well, I'm not sure talking to me will get you any closer to salvation, but at least it's interesting copy.
But there you go. Well, they're all divine appointments, Charles. If we understand the sovereignty of God and we understand that He wrote out our days before we drew our first breath, according to Psalm 139, then we understand that even the people that are watching and listening today, everything that's happened in their lives has happened so that they'll receive what it is that you and I are discussing today in the manner in which they receive it.
Hmm. Well, good.
Yeah.
You know, I think today what we are noticing is that I think today we are quicker, and partially because of the electronic means there are out there to look something up. For instance, as soon as you started talking about the scripture in Proverbs in 16 to 19, chapter 6, 16 to 19,
uh-huh.
I was able, I mean, I could have done this if I'd had my Bible on my desk, but instead I went to the internet and looked it up and I had it. And I think part of the awareness of the six things that the Lord hates, part of the awareness for people who are believers is that they can look things up quickly. They can have a fast reference. And I think they're more I think they're more woke to sin than they are to some of the methods of Marxism.
I agree. No, I agree wholeheartedly. And I think where the church has failed is you mentioned before that, you know, Marxism and those kinds of belief systems have no opportunity for redemption. There is no salvation. And right. I think the church is not doing a good enough job expressing the message of salvation, the message of redemption.
I think Marxism has been so successful at co-opting churches.
Yes.
That churches are not in the position to be able to speak out against it. It's like an all-encompassing government that can't, that once the government has control of media and communication, makes it darn near impossible for people to speak out against its evils.
That's true. Well, Trevor Loudon's, yeah, the new book and Saul Judd have put out, you know, the enemies within the church, and that's their contention and their argument is that Marxism has taken over the church and the message of Marxism has taken over the church.
Yeah, and the church is
impotent,
restrained from speaking out against the evil that is. And I think that's terrible.
Yes.
And there need to be, you know, somebody needs to nail a manifesto to their front door and get them to quit.
All right. I'm gonna work on that challenge. I'm gonna work on that challenge. I appreciate you saying that. Charles Heller, LibertyWatchRadio.com. Find Charles at LibertyWatchRadio.com. You can follow links over to the articles that he's written, his blog posts, his program, his information. It's all there. LibertyWatchRadio.com. Charles, thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Back after this, folks.
The world is full of lonely, unfulfilled souls looking for something they never seem to find. This week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie points out happiness is found in the most unlikely place. Well, see, the pathway to happiness is not paved with selfishness, but selflessness. Learn more this week on A New Beginning.